Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here's The Life of Riley. This episode is number 123 of The Life of Riley, entitled Riley Hides on a Boat. Today's show originally aired on September 21st, 1946.
Teal for a beautiful smile, The Life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for a beautiful smile, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And right now, it's The Life of Riley. Chester A. Riley considers himself a tolerant father. He believes in allowing his teenage daughter, Babs, to do whatever she pleases, as long as what she does pleases him. And one of the things that definitely does not please Riley is Babs' persistent boyfriend, a certain young swain by the name of Simon Vanderhopper.
A nerve of that Simon. 11 o'clock and he ain't brought Babs home. Where did they go, Peg?
Well, Simon had tickets for Toscanini's orchestra.
I knew it. I told him 1,000 times not to take Babs dancing at Ocean Park.
Riley, you don't dance to Toscanini. Honest, I don't know why you got it in for Simon. He's a polite boy, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
And he's an honest boy.
Yeah.
And he's an ambitious boy.
Yeah.
Well, then what have you got against him?
He's a boy. And Babs is too young to go with boys.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Don't you want Babs to get married someday?
Well, sure, but she don't have to go out with boys.
If she doesn't know any boys, then tell me, how on earth is she going to get a husband?
I'll think of something.
Oh, you just don't make sense. Don't you realize it's a good thing for a young girl to go out with a lot of boys so she can pick and choose? That's what I did.
Yeah, and look who you wound up with.
You don't even know what you're saying anymore. Go on to bed.
No, I'm going to wait up for that Simon. And when he... Shh. They're here. They're out on the porch. Yeah, I hear Simon talking to Babs.
Now, you're not going out on that porch and make a scene.
Don't worry. Simon's perfectly safe as long as he just keeps talking.
Well, good night, Simon. Thanks for everything. I enjoyed the concert.
So did I. Especially Ravel's Bolero. There's something about the passionate beat of the tom-toms that brings out the primitive beast in me. Before I knew it, I ate 3 bags of lady fingers.
Well, I better go in now.
You know, Babs, this has been an unforgettable evening. Especially that ride home on the bus. What a thrill.
A thrill? We were jammed in that bus like sardines.
Yes. And every time the driver stepped on the brake, you stepped on my foot. It was most enjoyable.
Simon, how you talk.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you, Babs. I love you madly.
What's gotten into you lately?
I've changed. All my life, I was like a tiny brook that trickles gently down the mountainside. Then you came along and wham, I'm Boulder Dam.
Simon, stop being silly.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know what I'm saying. Let's get married.
Simon, it's late. You really have to go.
All right, I'll go, but first somebody's got to kiss me.
Somebody? Who?
Somebody who's sweet and exciting and gorgeous.
Oh, well, that couldn't be me.
Well, if he means me, nothing to him.
Daddy!
Mr. Riley!
Simon, for the last time, get out of this house.
Riley, Riley, you'll wake up all the neighbors. Come inside, Simon.
But if I do, Mr. Riley...
Don't worry. His bark is worse than his bite.
You mean he bites, too?
Peg, you let me handle Miss Babs to marry you.
I love her.
That's the silliest excuse I ever heard. Why, you ain't got a cent to your name. You couldn't even take Babs on a decent honeymoon.
Oh, yes, I could. A friend of mine promised to lend me his motor launch, and I could take Babs on a cruise.
I can just see the three of us in a small motor launch.
Three of us?
Well, you don't think I'd trust my daughter alone with you on your honeymoon?
Oh, Riley, will you please stop this jabber?
Now, look here, Simon. Before a couple gets married, the man has got to make sure of three things. A place to live, a bank account, and a job.
I guess you're right, Mr. Riley.
You bet your life I'm right. Like when I married my wife. She had a place to live, her father had a bank account, and I... Simon, get out of this house!
You, Mr. Riley.
It's me, Waldo Binney.
Oh, hello, Waldo. How's my little friend, the neighbor?
Oh, my sagging sacroiliac.
Well, what's the trouble, Waldo?
Well, I just came from Dr. Quimby. He said I have to cut down on cigarettes. Two packs a day is too much.
Well, Waldo, you smoke 40 cigarettes a day?
Oh, I don't smoke them. I eat them. They're chocolate cigarettes.
Oh, but chocolate cigarettes can't hurt your throat?
Oh, my brand can. They have nuts in them.
You think you got trouble, Waldo? My daughter's mad at me because I threw her boyfriend out again last night.
Well, Mr. Riley, I think you made a fatal error.
But, Waldo, I had it. He's talking about marrying Babs.
He's only doing what comes naturally. But remember, if you try to keep young lovers apart, you'll only drive them into each other's arms. Why, I look at Romeo and Juliet.
Well, they were different. You can't compare that loafer Simon to a nice boy like Juliet.
Well, if you want my advice, Mr. Riley, let Bab see Simon constantly. And do you know what'll happen?
What?
She'll get sick of him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll sicken her with Simon. Only she might get suspicious I'm up to something.
Well, just tell her that you've thought it over and you realize that their desire for companionship is perfectly normal.
Yeah, that's it. Perfectly normal.
After all, you were a boy once.
I was a boy once.
It's just a matter of using psychology, Mr. Riley. After a few dozen dates, Babs will get so bored with Simon that she'll throw him over.
That's it, Waldo. Boy, this is a great idea. It's an idea only a genius could think up. And I'm certainly glad I thought of it.
Mother, why can't I see Simon?
Because your father says you can't. It's not a very good reason, but it's the only way to keep peace.
Oh, but it isn't fair. After all, I'm 16, and I don't see why.
What's going on here? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I've just been telling Babs she can't see Simon anymore.
What? Why, Peg, how can you be so cruel? I think Babs should see Simon all she wants.
What? Daddy, do you mean that?
Well, sure. Peg, don't you realize companionship is a perfect boy? After all, I was normal once.
Well, maybe you were, but you can't prove it by me.
Well, Daddy, you're a darling.
Oh, I'm only trying to be a good father, Babsy, and protect you. To me, your romance with Simon is like a delicate flower, just beginning to grow. And I'm the pot.
Doing here so early in the morning?
It's happened, Babs. Hoist the jib and weigh the anchor. My friend is lending me his boat for the day.
Oh, that's snazzy.
I'm taking you all to Catalina Island.
Catalina? Oh, Mother, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, will there be room in the boat for all of us?
Sure, everybody. Babs, you and the old... I mean, Mr. Riley. But we gotta leave right away.
Oh, my husband won't be home from work till noon.
Well, he can take the passenger boat and meet us over in Catalina, and then sail back with us.
Well, that's a good idea, Mother.
Well, yes, I think that'd be all right. I'll leave a note for your father in the icebox, where he'll be sure to see it.
Well, come on, mates. Time's a-wasting, Mrs. Riley, so lift your anchor.
While I change my dress, you kids run down to the delicatessen and get some sandwiches. I'll pack the bathing suits and meet you there in a jiffy.
Okay, Mother. I'll take this little valise along to put the lunch in.
Come on, Babs. Hurry. I got to stop and get a fishing license.
Okay. Let's go, Simon. Oh, where is the boat, Simon?
Santa Monica. It's tied up at Pier 65.
Oh, well, good morning, Mr. Benny.
Oh, my, my. You two youngsters look like you're going places.
Yes, and we're in an awful hurry, Mr. Benny. Goodbye. Simon, do you think Daddy will catch up with us?
Well, don't worry about that now. Come on, we gotta get that license.
I wonder where they're off to with that suitcase. License. Oh, my. Oh, mercy. Oh, heavens to Betsy. Mr. Riley, Mr. Riley.
Well, Waldo, what are you doing down here at the plant?
Oh, they wouldn't call me to use the phone. Mr. Riley, guess what?
Well,
I just saw Simon leaving your house with Babs.
Oh, fine. Everything's working according to plan. I told Babs she could see him.
But Simon was carrying a suitcase.
Well, naturally. He's a gentleman. He wouldn't let a lady carry a suitcase. Waldo.
Yes, they're eloping. They went to get a license, and they're going on a boat.
They're eloping. My little Babsy. Waldo, I gotta stop him.
The boat's at Santa Monica. I think he said Pier 65. Yes, 65. Now, don't forget the number.
Oh, don't worry. I'll remember. It's the same figure as on my paycheck. Come on, we gotta get down there right away. There's a bus. Hurry up.
It's leaving.
Hey, bus. Wait, bus. Wait. Missed it. Never mind. Hey, taxi. Taxi.
Taxi, mister?
Yeah, quick, taxi. Catch that bus. Here it is, Waldo. Pier 56. I hope we're in time.
Mr. Riley, I think it was Pier 65.
No, it was 56.
But you said it's the same figure as your paycheck, and that's 65.
Well, you're forgetting the withholding tax. I only collect 56.
Oh. Well, maybe I got my digits mixed
up. You and
your
digits, give me the fidgets. I tell you, it's 56. Look, there's only one boat tied up at that pier. That must be it.
Nobody's on it.
Oh, what a break. We beat them down here. Come on, let's get on a boat.
Wait. Look, there's two girls standing near the boat.
Oh.
My, aren't they lovely? A redhead and a blonde.
Yeah. Hey, why are they pointing at the boat like that? Can you hear what they're saying?
No, we're too far away. Let's just lie low here.
You have a gorgeous boat, Vivian.
Yes, and you'll just love the trip to Catalina, Kay. Say, my folks are expecting us for dinner.
I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Gee, I hope you won't find it too dull without any boys around.
Oh, I guess I'll survive.
Well, let's get aboard.
Oh, I forgot. I want to take your folks a box of candy.
Oh, forget
no,
it.
No, I insist. Come on, there's a drugstore a few blocks down the street.
Look, Waldo, they're going away. Now's our chance to sneak on board. Come on.
Yeah.
Jump in the boat. Come on.
Yeah. Now, what's our next move, Mr. Riley?
Well, let's hide in the cabin under the bunk.
Yeah.
Close the door.
Mm.
Okay. Now, here's the plan. We hide in this cabin until Simon and Babs get aboard.
And then we rush up on deck and confront the guilty pair.
No, they might escape to the shore and elope again. We wait until we get a few miles out, and then we rush up on deck. And when we do, there's going to be two people who wish they'd never set foot on his boat.
Phil will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. Don't wait for that warning signal.
Tender gums.
Serious dental trouble is often forecast by...
Tender gums.
If your gums were tender, sore when you brushed your teeth this morning... There are two common sense things to do. First, see your dentist. And second, stop all gum irritation. Dental authorities say that brushing with toothpastes and powders which contain harsh abrasives is irritating, only makes things worse. And with gums already tender and sore, further gum irritation must be stopped. And that's why I urge you, at the first sign of tender gums, switch to Teal, the liquid dentifrice. Teal contains no abrasives, so Teal does not irritate even tender gums. Teal is good for tender gums. In fact, because Teal is a liquid, it reduces the irritating effect of the brush itself, authorities say. Teal lets you massage your gums gently. Once you've used Teal, the chances are you'll continue. You like the way it makes teeth look sparkling clean, the way it helps sweeten your breath and gives your mouth a refreshed, tingling taste. So when gums hurt, see your dentist and switch to Teal. Better yet, don't wait for that warning signal. Get Teal now and follow directions on the package. Remember, that's Teal. T-E-E-L, Teal. The modern liquid dentifrice. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, Riley mistakenly believes that his daughter and her boyfriend are eloping on a motor launch. Actually, Simon is merely taking Babs and Mrs. Riley on a boat ride to Catalina. To make matters worse, Riley and Waldo have hidden themselves on the wrong boat, a boat belonging to two very attractive young ladies. Right now, the wrong boat is well out at sea, and Riley and Waldo are still stowing away.
Mr. Riley, wake up. Mr. Riley.
Babs, where am I?
On a boat. We fell asleep.
Well, what? Oh, a boat. Simon and Babs, they're open.
Yes. I just heard two pairs of footsteps up on deck.
I'll teach those two a lesson they'll never forget. I'm going up there and put both of them across my knee. Come on, Waldo.
Oh, isn't this the most beautiful day you ever saw, honey?
Now I got you, Simon.
Help! Let go of me!
I know it's you, Simon. You can't fool me with that blonde wig. You did. Simon is a girl.
Hey, who are you? What are you doing here anyway?
Oh, gee, sorry. I'm looking for Simon.
Oh, your little boy. He's right behind you.
Madam, I'm 47.
I'm sorry, ladies. It's the wrong boat. I guess me and Waldo will get off now.
Oh, take it easy, Buster. We're a mile from shore.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll go back in the cabin. We don't want to disturb you.
Why stay in that stuffy cabin? We don't mind a little company, do we, Kay?
Oh. Not at all, if it's the right kind of company. Vivian, why don't you show Waldo around the boat?
Oh, I'd love to. Come on, Waldo. Take my hand.
Yes, madam.
Why don't you sit down, big boy?
Thanks, big girl.
Oh, not way over there, over here, next to me. What's the matter? You afraid of me?
Well, no. Why should I be afraid of you?
I bet you're not afraid of anybody. A strong, handsome brute like you. Tell me, where'd you get those big, broad shoulders?
They came with the suit.
Oh, you're cute.
Oh, don't say that.
But you are cute.
Yeah, I know, but don't say it.
Oh, my, the air is chilly. I'm shivering.
Oh, well, here, use my coat.
Oh, I just as soon use your arm. Don't be bashful.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm using my arm to hold down my hat.
You shouldn't hide that beautiful wavy hair under a hat. My, I'd love to run my fingers through that hair.
Well, thanks, but I got a comb. Well, I better find Waldo.
Now don't worry about him. He's over on the other side of the boat with Vivian. Don't sit on the edge of the bench like that. Move closer. Closer. Oh, you can get closer than that. Like this. See?
Waldo!
Vivian's fallen asleep.
Excuse me a minute, lady. Waldo, come here a minute.
What is it, Mr. Riley?
Well, come over here to the side.
Yes. What's up?
Listen, Waldo. Do you realize what we walked into? We're all alone on a boat with two gorgeous girls who are boy crazy.
Never happened to me before.
Oh, me neither. Under the circumstances, there's only one thing to do.
You mean...
Yeah.
Isn't that a little risky?
We're real men, ain't we? We gotta take the chance. It's now or never.
All right, I'm with you.
Okay, let's go. Come on, Waldo. Swim for shore.
We made it, Mr. Riley. Oh, what a swim.
Okay, Waldo. Now you can get off my back.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid we're on a deserted island.
Yeah. Yeah, we better build a fire. I'll go get some wood.
Well, hurry back, Mr. Riley. I'm afraid to stay here alone.
Gee, it's dark in these woods. Look! Oh! Holy smoke, I fell into a hole. Now, who'd dig a hole like this in the woods?
Who there, Riley? Is that you, way down there?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Digger, boy, I'm glad to see you.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Digger. Did you put this hole here?
Oh, no, I'm on a vacation. Here, let me give you a lift.
Oh, gee, I could have broken my neck.
Some people are so careless. Whenever I dig a hole, I fill it up.
Digger, what are you doing here on this deserted island?
Deserted island? Mm. Ho. This is Catalina.
Oh.
Ah, yes. I visit here often with the boys of the UEPCDS.
The UEPCDS?
Yes, the Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Clam Digging Society. Today we spent the day fishing. I caught three of my favorite fish, croakers. But what brings you here, Riley?
Well, I was trying to stop an elopement, you see.
I too once eloped. One dark night, my betrothed and I hopped into my business vehicle and raced for Niagara Falls. But we had to turn back.
Well, what happened?
I forgot about old man McGillicuddy in the back. And you know, on a honeymoon, two's company, three's a crowd. Oh, I adore honeymoons. They're so gay.
Oh, if only my Babs would turn back.
Babs? Riley, you mean it's your child of a daughter who's eloping? Why didn't you say so? I just saw her a half hour ago with that Vanderhopper boy on the pier.
On the pier? Well, I gotta get over there right away. Oh, I hope I'm not too late. When I catch up with that Simon, I'll fix him.
Can I help?
No, thanks, Digger. This is my job.
Yes. Perhaps you'd better lay him out yourself. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Simon, you know, I've never fished before.
Now, just remember what I told you, Babs. Okay. The minute you get a bite, start reeling in your line.
Simon, do you see Mother anywhere? She should have found Daddy by now.
Oh, don't worry. He'll show up.
Well, maybe he just... Simon, I have a bite.
Well, reel it in. Reel it in.
I'm reeling.
Well, faster. Don't let him get away.
Oh, I see him, Simon.
Hey, keep reeling. Hey, you got him. Oh, atta girl, Babs.
Oh, Simon, what a thrill. My first fish.
Here, let me take him off the line for you.
Simon, look over there. That man running towards us.
Hey, that looks like your father.
Why, it is Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, here we are. Oh, gee, Daddy.
Babs, my little darling. At last I found you.
Oh, Daddy, congratulate me. I just hooked him.
Oh, I'm too late.
Too bad, Mr. Riley. You should have been here earlier.
You. Why, you... You won't get away with this, Simon. You'll wind up behind bars.
But Mr. Riley is perfectly legal. We've got a license. Here, read it.
That license won't hold up in court. You're too young for this.
Too young? I've been getting one every year since I was 13.
You started at 13?
Sure. This is my favorite sport.
Sport? What's happening to the younger generation?
Riley, I could hear you yelling at the other end of the island.
Peg. Oh, Peg. We're too late. We've lost our little girl. They're married.
Married?
Look, a license. See? This license entitles Barrett to fish in California waters. Wait a minute. This license only gives you the right to marry a fish.
It's only a fishing license, Daddy. We're not married.
Oh, Riley.
Wait a minute. You mean Babs and Simon didn't elope? They didn't get married? I ain't going to lose my little girl?
Oh, of course not.
What a revolting development this is.
The Rileys will be back in half a minute. Remember, when gums are tender, it's just common sense to avoid further irritation. Change from toothpaste or powder to Teal, the non-abrasive liquid dentifrice. Teal not only makes teeth sparkling clean, but actually is good for tender gums. That's T-E-E-L, Teal.
But, Riley, I still don't understand how you got to Catalina.
Let's wait till we get back to shore. I'll think of an answer by then. I mean,
But you weren't on the passenger boat, Daddy.
Yes. Where were you, Riley?
Well, you see, Mrs. Riley, it was this way.
Shut up, Waldo.
Yoo-hoo! Hello there!
Who's that?
Two girls in a boat over there. A redhead and a blonde. They're waving at you, Mr. Riley.
Two girls? A red and a blonde head? Aye.
Why, those are the girls.
Shut up,
who...
Waldo. Oh.
Riley, do you know those girls?
Who, me?
Hi there, Riley.
They called you Riley.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Riley.
Oh, no, you didn't hear good. They said Smiley.
No, they didn't. They mean you.
What's cooking, handsome?
Oh, handsome. Oh, then they can't mean you.
Buckley Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invites you to be their guest next week. Hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozlov. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week to The Life of Riley. And remember, for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
Ladies, the exciting news these days is DREFT. D-R-E-F-T. DREFT. Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Yes, the first suds in history to wash even glasses so clean they positively sparkle whether you wipe them or not. You see, DREFT is different from any soap or soap flakes you ever used. It can't leave any streaks on dishes the way all soaps do.
Yes, and it's almost unbelievable the way DREFT cuts grease. It just seems to melt away.
Another thing, in water as hard as nails, DREFT makes suds instantly. Gives 5 times more suds than any soap you ever used.
DREFT is kind to my hands, too. It's just wonderful every way.
That's a fact. No soap in the world, no other suds of any kind, is the same as DREFT. DREFT, the amazing Suds discovery that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Get D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
Listen again next week, same time, when Teal for a Beautiful Smile brings you The Life of Riley.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Until next time, in the words of Prince Philip, when a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife.